Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot, fresh from sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spy.
Let's go, baby. What's good on this Friday? Come on, man. Talk to me one more time.
Yeah, man.
Not one right there. Yeah, man. We welcome you in here to the Friday, May 9th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Borland.
The ultimate needle mover in God Mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
Sacramento.
With the best producer in the game.
What are you doing with him?
And Jesse Tapia.
My man. Hey, real quick, in the chatty house, shout out to the chatty house. Hey, check this out. That boy Ben in here said, I'm live
Whoa.
Today. What
Whoa.
Up, though?
Wow.
Shout out, Ben.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, this Friday gonna be popping. Crazy. Ben live?
So the crazy thing about Ben, like when we do an event, Ben be there on time.
Oh, for sure.
Like
oh,
yeah. 10 times. Ben be sure. One of the first people there 10 times out of 10.
For sure.
Now
here's one thing I will say. Ben, you're gonna have to respond again like right now, because you could be saying, I'm live today, what up? Talking about the beginning of the Insiders.
True story.
So yeah. I'm going to need you to respond right now.
We're going
to
need
to know if you're live.
We're going to need Ben to confirm he's actually live.
Shout out to the family as well. Ben's little bro. I see
oh,
you,
man,
bro, in the chat now.
Shout out to the whole family.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
We up in here. We're going to have some fun today because we've got some talking to do.
Look like the angry black man. I'm not an angry black man. I'm a very successful, educated black man with a great family. And I'm great at basketball. I'm great at what I do. The agenda to try to keep making me look like an angry black man is crazy. I'm sick of it. It's ridiculous.
All right. It's an agenda. God damn it. Everybody in their agendas is making Draymond Green out to be an angry black man. That man is not an angry black man. He is a successful black man who knows basketball, and he's got a great family.
All true.
All right, man.
All true.
So, let's start here. The Timberwolves and Warriors was over 5 minutes into the game.
It was, and so was our Prize Picks.
Man, I don't think I have ever laughed so hard in the first 5 minutes of a basketball game. I'm not sure that I've ever laughed so hard in a 48-minute basketball game as I did the first 5 minutes of that game. From Buddy Hield reverting back to Buddy Hield to Rudy Gobert reminding everyone why he is hated the way that he is, and then the look on Steph's face when he realizes, dear God, this team sucks without me. We couldn't do anything but laugh.
What about, you pointed this out, but what about when Steph Curry goes, you know, he's sitting there on the bench and he looks to his right and he said, Buddy, didn't you start? Didn't you start the game?
3 minutes and some change in, Steve Kerr saw what was happening and says, I've had it. Sit your ass down. And that's in fact what he did.
Oh, man. Come on, man.
And Draymond managed to pick up another technical during the game. Gosh. Draymond picks up the technical, makes a beeline for the official again, cusses his ass out with absolutely no repercussions. Draymond Green says, there is an agenda Actually, what am I doing? I don't even got to do all that. Let's do it this. I know Ant-Man did all of the work for me. Mm. Draymond Green says there is an agenda to make him look like an angry black man. That's the agenda. Okay? Mm-hmm. I wish I could just play this and be silent, but I can't because we're on the radio. Oh, here's a Draymond Green mixtape.
Come on, man. Yo, that was kind of funny. Not the stomp, but Sabonis' reaction.
There's the Rudy Gobert chokehold. There is pulling someone down. Oh, there's pushing the watch LeBron's face. LeBron. Oh man, three rims.
Classic.
Three rims. Oh, he's calling out names. No, now he's fighting Aaron
this
Gordon.
This was wild.
Woo.
Come on, he grabs Kawhi in midair.
There you go. Now he's
all on Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, there's that. Don't do that.
And Jaylen Brown.
Don't do that.
Oh, what is that? What is that? Just a forearm shiver to Justin Holiday.
Yeah, no, this is
Brad Beal,
I think. This is how we're framing Draymond Green.
Look at this, the takedown, the Roman Greco takedown.
And Draymond's smart. Well, there's a kick to the Kiwis.
Why'd he just kick?
So he,
hey, hold on, that one with the Suns is crazy.
All of this is crazy. And this doesn't even show that we haven't even gotten to the one. I don't even know if it's, I think this is it.
When he ran,
the video cuts off.
Yeah.
Isn't this the one where he runs down the court?
Yeah.
Tackles, like I'm talking full National Football League tackles. Whoever that is on the other.
That was
the other end of that play.
Like you said.
That was
a 61
second mixtape of Draymond Green. But Draymond is smart because he knows if he uses the phrase "angry black man," there's going to be people like James and Kyle who are like, "Eh. Not our place. Mm-hmm. We ain't going to touch that. We're going to leave it alone." Yeah. Thankfully, y'all got us. I can't speak for that man's experiences, and I can't speak for whatever happened with him on the bike and whatever that fan yelled at him. I wasn't there. Can't speak to that. But this idea that he's being framed as something, it's pretty wild to me. If you want to take it as being angry, that you're being framed as an angry black man, that's your prerogative. If that's how you interpret the conversation that people like D'Lo and KC have about you on a very regular basis, that's perfectly fine. Your ass is dirty. That's what you are. You're a dirty ass basketball player who continuously makes dirty ass plays, including the one that we saw last night. You make plays that are not basketball movements regularly. You're getting technical after technical. It said that's his fifth technical foul this postseason. Okay? Adam Silver has stepped in before and it's done nothing. Your head coach continually sits at that podium. Steve Kerr again looks like the stupidest goddamn human being on earth because he sits up there cool, calm, and collected and says, you know, that's just basically saying that's part of the Draymond experience. And Draymond knows. You remember how they placated this dude two games ago. Draymond knew he's got to stay composed. And that flagrant foul, he knew that that was bad. He knew. He's got to stay composed. He knows that. Every time Steve Kerr sits at the podium and says that, he looks dumber and dumber. I'm Jim Parks listening to him talk about Draymond Green. Because at some point, you've got to call a spade a spade. And I cannot for the life of me figure out why so many people in this profession refuse to call that man out. People I love, from Anthony Slater to Marcus Thompson to Sam Amick, no one will call his ass out for what it is. He's dirty. He is absent, and the worse his skills decline, the dirtier he gets. He's always been rough. But ever since his skills started to decline, that's where you see punching Jokic. Nurkic. That's where you see the stuff we saw in game one, the stuff we saw in game two. His skills are declining. He's not as good as what he used to be. He's frustrated with that, and he's acting out like a child who needs a nap. Whack, man.
I went through a couple of different emotions when I heard this quote last night. First of all, I was like, all right, bro. Like, all right. Like, I'm not even going to comment on what you just said. Like, I'm not. And then I thought about it a little bit, and I was like, you know, I feel how I feel about Draymond Green, but I'm always aware and always like, what's the word I'm looking for? Just, I guess, just aware. Like, I'm not as a black man in this profession that covers other black men, that I feel in a lot of situations, they're uncovered unfairly. Their experiences don't align with the experiences of a lot of people that cover the sport. Therefore, they may not understand them a certain way and understand their backgrounds, what's going on. We talk about that a lot with Shador, right? Like, and this confidence, and people take that as arrogance a lot of the times, and they're just way off in a lot of these cases. So I think about that a lot, and I think about, all right, man, I'm not trying to, regardless of how I feel about him, I'm not trying to go out there and tear down this man. But then I thought about what he said, and I thought about how like unfair it was for him to use something that's very real.
Mm-hmm.
Talk not only it. In sports, yep. but in life.
Yep,
it's very real. And to just throw it out there all willy-nilly, and without any type of regard for the people that really go through those type of things, and use that in his situation where nobody is looking at him as an angry black man. They're looking at him as an individual that is unhinged by his own behavior. Mm. This is what you do. Nobody's making this up. That wasn't CGI with that minute clip that you played. Hell, we go to the last three games. The last three games that you played, you've had an incident in every single game. You smacked Jalen Green around for no reason in game six.
Mm-hmm.
You smacked Fred VanVleet around for no reason in game seven. Game one, you were doing whatever you were doing. Game two, you did this with Naz Reid.
Mm-hmm.
And then your own behavior, you're acting like people are making you out to be some type of angry individual. I'm not saying you're angry at all. I really don't know what your issue is. But you're the one that goes to the ref repeatedly and calls them every name under the book and starts yelling at them after you've done something wrong. So I sat back and looked at it. I was like, like you said, we got to call a spade in this situation. This isn't about you being portrayed as some angry black man. This is about the individual Draymond Green not being a hold of his own emotions and creating his own narrative. You're creating this narrative. There are 500 people in the NBA. None of them have these type of mixtapes that mm-hmm. we're playing on the show. They don't.
Mm-hmm.
They're able to control their body movements, control what they do. Why can't you? So it's a very real situation that people deal with. Like I said, not only in sports, but in life. And the fact that he chose that moment to hijack those experiences for some people because maybe he didn't want to answer questions. Or maybe he didn't want to have to face the media after having another subpar game without Steph Curry around.
Mm-hmm.
That's whack. That's 100% whack by Draymond Green. And it's honestly on brand. He says a lot of stuff where he's loud, and he speaks about it, you know, in a certain way to make people think. I'm not saying he's dumb or nothing like that, but he talks louder to make it sound like he's smarter than what he's saying. What he said last night was kind of whack. Once again, I can't speak to his experience. I don't know who's saying this about him. I'm not saying it's not happening. He could be seeing things that I don't see, that we don't see in the public. So I'm sensitive to that. But Anthony Slater is not creating a narrative that he's some angry black man.
No,
if anything, he's protecting your ass on a routine basis.
Mm-hmm. You got a lot of people protecting your ass. Like, look at this play we're showing. This is the Naz Reid play from last night. It's just on a loop. What basketball play are you making right there? You don't even have the ball in your hands. We're like, what are you doing?
And you go, and the thing about him is he goes around and perpetuates and celebrates this tough guy, this enforcer moniker that he has. He celebrates it. He don't run away from that.
Mm-hmm.
He leans into it. Somebody's talking crazy. He gets up in their face. He want to fight. He don't want to always want to fight. But now all of a sudden you don't want to be portrayed as this angry black man. Bro, you are doing all this. It's you. It is you. Nobody's creating this. Like I said, there's 500 people in the NBA, and they don't go around doing the things that you do on a routine basis. Like we just talked about the last four games.
This is the part, because this has happened in at least the two games against the Timberwolves. I can't remember the Rockets as much. Look at this. Walks straight to the official, gets in the official's face, and look at the words that he's using.
Mm-hmm.
No consequences to that. None.
He did it against the Rockets.
Jason Jones was 100% right. He knows the formula.
Mm-hmm.
They do not have the... You said this years ago. Whether it's Steve Kerr, whether it's the people that cover him, or whether it's the officials, they fear him. Jason Jones said it on Tuesday. He knows he'll pick up the technical in the first quarter because they know he ain't going to get a second one. He knows. They ain't going to tee him up again. Walked straight to the official. This time the official on the clip that we're showing was right by him.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't have to walk far. On the last one, he walked from the scorer's table to the other side of the floor straight into that official's face. F this, BS this, all of this other different stuff that you plainly see on camera. And then you got Steph Curry over there trying to calm his ass down again for like the 10th year in a row.
Hmm.
All of this, the Warriors would have done this, the Warriors would have done that if Draymond Green hadn't got suspended. Imagine if for 1 second Draymond actually believed they would have an extra championship if he hadn't got suspended, and he still behaves like this.
Mm.
Imagine if you're Steve Kerr or Steph Curry and you actually have convinced yourselves the Cleveland Cavaliers wouldn't have beat you if Draymond Green played one more game, and he still behaves this way. If you have sold yourself on the fact that Draymond Green cost the Golden State Warriors a championship and he still acts like this, what's that say about him? What the hell does that say about that organization? You're just going to keep rolling the dice on keeping this dude around? All right. Okay.
He is.
Okay.
And this is why I can't get into him when he talks about these things. Because I see who you are. I see you for who you are. You're a selfish, self-centered individual. The team, yeah, he does some good stuff as a teammate. I'm not here to disparage that. He does some good stuff. But he's a selfish, self-centered individual. It's always about Draymond. It's not about the team. That's what he's shown us. That's what he's shown us. You guys, you know, you can't remember what he did in the Rockets. He did the same damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
After he forearms Jalen Green in the throat and then smacks him in the back of the head, he gets a flagrant, rightfully so, and berates the official for giving him a flagrant. We're talking about a guy, like I say, talk about the team, all this other stuff. Kyle Madsen brought it up on the Insider. He was 100%. This is a guy that socked his own teammate.
Yeah.
So... miss me with worrying about like all the narrative that's being painted for you. You have to stand there and be accountable for your actions and your behaviors. And that's what he never does, at least publicly. Maybe privately when, you know, he goes in his man cave for 3 days and nobody knows he's there.
Daddy, that's the man cave, Daddy.
Maybe that's when he has some.
If you said we was framing you as an absentee father, I might understand. Daddy, that's the man cave.
But maybe that's when he has some reflection. But
that man didn't have no reflection.
I don't think he did
that
at all.
Man didn't
I think
have
he is a selfish individual. He is a selfish, self-centered individual. Everything that he does is to bring attention to himself, and he portrayed, and this is what I don't like, he tries to portray it as, I'm doing this for the team and I'm giving the team what they need. No, a lot of times they need you on the floor. A lot of times they don't need that extra point that you just gave up by getting a technical foul. That's what they need. But you're so, come on.
What's wrong? Focus. Come on, man. We got Draymond Tyson on the screen.
I haven't seen this one.
But he's so.
There's a funnier one floating around where his Wait, face
the,
is.
Is that the locker room joint?
Yeah.
But he's so focused on himself that he can't help himself.
Mm-hmm.
He can't help but yell at an official. He can't help but try to fight somebody on the court. He can't help himself. Like this, I would have found myself very, very frustrated that he would use that argument. That's a very serious and very real argument. Like I said, in sports and in life, to try to go with his agenda of, you know, I'm being portrayed as something. No, you're not, bro. And nobody even looks at you as angry. They just look at you as a maniac. No, I've not once looked at Draymond Green and said, that's an angry individual. No, I just look at him as an unhinged, psychotic person.
Yeah.
And a selfish person.
He's a manipulator, too.
Absolutely.
And you said this perfectly a minute ago. He doesn't say anything. He just talks really loud. And that is, it's like people who use a bunch of words to make you believe they're actually saying something.
Mm-hmm.
You're not actually saying something. You're just using a bunch of words to make it sound like you're saying something.
Right.
Draymond Green just increases the volume in which he talks, and it's like, oh, Draymond's passionate. Draymond is manipulating you. That's what he's doing. The whole, I sat in the man cave and I sat and Steve Kerr came over and we cried. And the whole little somber ass face with the black backdrop that he did after punching Jordan Poole, all of that stuff. It is a manipulation tactic. Mm. That's what it is. He's essentially a serial abuser. Mm. And the people that he's abusing are basketball fans.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And he's abusing the people that cover him because he does something stupid. And then what happens? He gives some big locker room speech, and Steve Kerr comes out and says, the big reason we won is because of this goddamn speech Draymond Green gave. All right, man. No, you didn't win because of Steph Curry. You didn't win because of Buddy Hield. You didn't win because for the first time in 7 or 8 games, Draymond actually scored double-digit points. No. It was the psychopath speech that got you the dub. Come on, Steve. Jim's right. Get Jim Parks on this show immediately.
And look, this was one of the very first interactions on this show was Draymond Green related with Danny in San Francisco. And I'll never forget, it was an Inside Tracks TNT. Wiseman was out on the floor, and Draymond goes up to him,
yep.
And he goes, no, hey, get over there, call for the basketball,
yeah.
But I'm going to get you the ball. That's where I want you to be at. And Danny goes, oh, man, his knowledge of the game. Oh. See, it's just those things that are just underrated. It's his knowledge of the game. And I'm sitting there like I'm in Black Mirror somewhere. I'm like, are you serious?
He essentially told the kid to go get open.
I said, are you serious? Like, and this happens – his whole career. And I now you guys see the conversations that I have. He does something like that, and everybody, he's just smart. His basketball IQ is just next level. I said, he just told him, ask for the ball. How is that basketball IQ? That's common sense. And everybody look at me like I'm crazy. No, you're just a hater, Casey. You're just a hater. I said, no, it's not this immaculate basketball IQ, but because he said it loud and because he said it a bunch of times to Wiseman, like I said, I don't know. I guess I'm, once again, I gave up on it long ago. I guess I'm just the crazy one. Maybe I'm insane to think that that's common sense. The basketball IQ is unmatched. They wouldn't have won without Draymond Green. All right, man. Okay. And Steph is just a space cadet. He don't know anything about basketball, and he leans on Draymond Green. Steve Kerr don't know anything. He's just a space cadet. He don't know. Andre Iguodala don't have no basketball IQ. These people would be so damn lost if Draymond Green wasn't on the floor, because he's the only one that understands basketball on that level. All right. And all he said was, go get open.
No, put your hands up. Oh, thanks, Draymond. Sorry, I went to catch the ball with my hands down. Just put your hands up. All right, Draymond. Thank you. God, what a
disaster. Oh, get it. And like
shout out to Prize Picks too. They had the number at 9.5. He scored 9.
That's one I got right.
That's the only one I got right.
And to your point,
start doing Prize Picks out of hate. If you start doing Prize Picks out of hate, you'll win.
To your point, do you have his? I'm sorry, I don't have it yet. I know we got to go too, but do you have his box score up?
Yeah.
What did he do last night?
He did 29 minutes, 3 of 10, 1 of 6 from 3, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 9 points.
So you talk about a master manipulator. Instead of talking about how anemic you were without Steph Curry, like you always are.
Yeah.
No, let's flip this whole thing today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm going to talk about this angry black man thing, so you don't talk about my actual performance on the court, or ask me a question of like, hey, do you realize you're one technical away from getting suspended again?
Mm.
Like, let me, this is why he's so
fake. Oh, you almost cussed.
I almost cussed. This is why he's so fake. He don't care about this. Yep. He's trying to get you to not talk about the things that are his actual job. He's fake. This is a fake argument by him. He don't care about none of this. He's manipulating people again, and it's worked. But I'm going to talk about a sorry-ass performance. I'm going to talk about how he's dependent on Steph Curry for damn near everything he does on the floor.
You know what's the worst about this is we all said it. Rudy said it in front of reporters, and he was right. Steph's not playing. That man don't want to play basketball.
He tried to get kicked out yesterday.
He wants to get thrown out. He wants to get suspended. He wants to do whatever he can. He don't care that he's one technical away. Why? Steph ain't coming back.
Mm.
That's clear. After these reports that have come out and how he's feeling, Steph is not coming back.
Mm.
This goddamn series ain't even going 6 for Steph to come back. We'll come back. We just ate up some. We're going to get Kyle Mattson in here, man. Kyle Mattson going to talk with us. It's D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino. We're happy you're tapped in. Shout out to the Dope Ones. He's out in the Jordan building in Portland. Dope Ones, what's up, boy? Out there now, I'm the only one who hasn't worked for Michael Jordan.
Well, I mean,
man,
also be Dope Ones, Queens, stand up, New York City. You know what it is, baby. 150 Texan Street. You know what it is, man. 36 Ave. You know the vibes. Let's go, boy. Let's go. Knicks tape. Nick, what they call him?
Donnie ain't from New York.
He's from Queens. Donnie from Queens. Let him know, Donnie. You know the vibes. We outside, baby.
Donnie ain't doing none of this. He don't want no part of this. We'll come back. Kyle Mattson joins us.
His mural is in Brooklyn.
That's because Spike Lee is in Brooklyn. Can you imagine getting a call, hey, Donnie, it's Spike? What? Okay, hang up on him. It's D'Lo with KC on ESPN 1320. Kyle Mattson joining us here.
Took a scroll through his IG just to get a DM from his wife. I was so confused. What should don't you do?
Dolce can go.
She's awesome.
Yeah, Dolce is fire. Absolute fire.
You were talking something yesterday about your anxiety. I thought about her song.
Anxiety?
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally.
But I think it was like, because it was the story about you bringing donuts, well, about to bring donuts for the neighbors.
Yeah, and I choked in my interaction with the donut
lady.
Yeah,
what happened there? The donut lady punked you?
Yeah, dude, she was the alpha. She was the alpha in that situation.
Can you walk us through this?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
So Akrasher, first of all, I'm going to, people who listen to the insiders are going to hear a lot of the same jokes that we've already told about this, but have you guys noticed that the people that work at Akrasher, which is the people, the new people in the building next to us or at the door next to us?
Okay.
Have you noticed that they're all like 6'5" and taller?
I haven't.
Well, they noticed they're taking my parking spot, but
it's all
they're
I
all,
know.
Bro, oh, they
all
are.
All I know is 4 million people work there.
It's a lot of switchable 3-4 wings over there. And I ran into their point guard this morning. He's about my height. Everybody there is 6'4" and taller. It's crazy.
I haven't. Okay. Well, I haven't seen any males.
Oh, they're there.
Oh yeah, they're there.
I know they have, but the women.
A lot of golf attire. A lot of golf attire.
Yep.
A
lot of
and
polos.
A lot of dudes that are like 6'4" and up. It's crazy. So I was going to welcome them to the building and bring them donuts yesterday.
It's very nice.
It's gonna be like, yo, this is courtesy of the Donut Committee, Odyssey Sacramento. Appreciate you guys. Hello, welcome.
Very
so
nice.
I go into the donut shop I always go into, and they're great. I love this donut shop. I go there every Thursday to get donuts for Donut Friday. I'm ordering my 18 donuts, and my plan is I'm going to order the 18 for us, and then I'm going to go, and then I need an additional dozen. Mm. Well, through the course of me ordering, I'm like, can I get three of those, and three of those, and then two of those? And she goes, okay, you're at 10. And just like, okay, my bad, sorry. And I order a couple more things. And then she goes, how many did you want? And I was like, just two of those. She goes, no, how many donuts did you want?
Okay, settle down.
No, but again, this is me. Like, this is a me problem. So I was like, oh, just 18 school. And at that point, more people start walking in. Now there's a line behind me. And she's very clear, like,
starting to panic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Where I am now like, oh, I'm a burden to this person. And so when we were done, she walks over, she sets the thing down, and she starts punching in my order, not like, can I get you anything else? Not anything like that. And I'm not the kind of person that's going to be like, can I? Yeah. And so I choked. Oh. And I didn't get the additional dozen donuts.
Well.
Because I saw the people behind me, and I felt like I was being annoying in some way.
But you weren't.
And so I
just
punted.
You were literally placing an order.
Yeah.
You weren't being so rude about it, nothing like that.
And that's the thing is, I don't think she was being rude. I think it's my anxiety telling me, hey, you're being annoying. She didn't do anything wrong.
That's when I started thinking about Dolce when you said that. That's what I caught. I caught that part.
It's a me thing. That was a me choking. Okay. She just alpha me. She said, how many donuts you want? And I said, oh, just the 18. I don't want 12 more. It'd be crazy.
Well, what's the name of the?
It didn't sound like customer service though, like pleasant.
They do a great job.
No, I'm sure they do. I'm just saying in that moment.
Right, yeah, like, she might have had a tough morning or gotten an argument with the coworker or something. I know how it goes.
What's the movie where they take Dwight back to the mall so they can, like, just go back at that person that dissed them or whatever?
What's the movie?
Yeah, like they go, oh, we're gonna do the like
Pretty Woman.
Yeah, we're gonna Pretty Woman for Kyle. We're gonna take him back to the donut shop. Yeah. We're gonna get you your 30 donuts.
Big mistake.
Yeah.
Huge.
That
I was telling it. You don't get it.
Yeah. Fine.
Sit it. No,
well,
sit
see,
down.
You threw me off.
Look at that. Alley-oop.
Jason
Terry, KC right there.
That's right. He doesn't even know who Dwight is.
Well, no, I'm talking Pretty Woman. Who's Dwight?
No.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I was like, sounds like Pretty Woman, but he said Dwight.
Dwight in the office.
Yeah.
Wants to buy like a Lord of the Rings.
He wants to buy a figure or something.
A figure. Mm. A wizard. But they
wouldn't help. Oh, when he wanted
him
to get the figure.
You don't know what we're talking about.
Okay, I got you now.
So then what happened?
He took him in there, and they were like, bro, this pot of chili is not going to be.
You really love that pot of chili. You really lean heavily.
It all just mixes now.
Yeah, it's just, he knows the pot of chili and a few really unfortunate other.
Ben Packer, things. I think, or Bill Packer.
Bill Packer. Yeah, it's Bill Packer. Okay, well, I'm sorry the donut lady punked you.
It's all right.
Sorry.
I got to go back in. I got to suit up in a couple weeks. I'll get back in there. I'll win the next one.
You could say she's framing you as an angry white man.
Well.
You could try it.
I mean.
You could try it. It's just throw it around. See what happens. I'm pretty sure that's what's happening last night. Just throw it out there. Just see how it goes. Maybe you get a couple donuts for free. Who knows?
Nope.
No?
No.
Okay.
No.
You'll be banned.
Yeah.
They'll put your picture 100%. On the wall. Do not serve this man.
Yeah, that's 100% what would happen.
You asked yesterday if this series was over, or maybe it was 2 days ago you asked me.
Yeah.
It's over. Yeah.
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 Hard to win games when you're not going to, when you can't score it.
Well, just the look on Steph's face yesterday was enough for me. Steph knows that team better than I do, and he knew that team sucked.
Yeah. There's a couple issues. First of all, if anyone had any doubt about the impact Steph Curry has offensively on the Golden State Warriors, I think we could put that all to rest.
The emotional impact he has on them. They looked like lost children without him out there.
Right, and that's the problem. It's, to me, less about, if they were just missing shots last night, it'd be like, that's, you can figure that out. But they had, four shot clock violations, I think? And they had so many instances where you've got Jimmy Butler or Brandon Pajemski getting into the lane and like, hey, shoot that floater! Shoot that! And then they kick it out to somebody with no interest in shooting the basketball. So it's like Jimmy Butler, who's facilitating to a bunch of dudes who either can't or won't shoot. And that's the problem. This moment is way too big for so many of these dudes. And that is, okay, Steph's been there, Jimmy's been there, Draymond's been there, Moses Moody's been there, but he's been god-awful. And outside of that, it's like, this is Brandon Pajemski's first playoffs, and it looks like it. This is Quentin Post's first playoffs, it looks like. And that's where their issue lies. They just don't have enough guys who are...
What you did to Quentin Post yesterday. It's tough.
What'd I do to Quentin Post?
Not you.
Oh, the starting
Warriors.
Him?
Oh. what the Warriors did.
That's the thing. Is he supposed to be on the floor as a floor spacer, but he's catching it on the perimeter and then dribbling. Like, brother, no. If you're not... Buddy Hield yesterday, like, Buddy, you talked about this on the handoff. There's the whole, like, jokes about, like, Buddy Hield dribbling and he's going to turn it over. But, like, jokes aside, catch it and shoot it. If you're open a little, you need to shoot it, especially when you're down 20.
Yeah.
Dribbling and creating offense is not what the deal is here. So, they don't have enough guys that can shoot. Maybe they steal one game because Minnesota sleepwalks through game five because they're up 3-1, but I don't
They can't sleepwalk anymore.
The other...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The other thing about it, too, is... Jimmy Butler is just not the Jimmy Butler that we think of when we think of those Heat runs.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's not there. Number one, he's kind of hurt still. Like, we kind of forget he's dealing with the it wasn't the back. What was this? A pelvic?
Jimmy Butler? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's dealing with that.
Is it ass bruise?
No, there's that too. Is that... Ref, hey.
No, that's what it was.
Like, play on.
Man, what are you...
Yeah. That's just what he's got.
I'm just checking. I'm still playing. Like, I'm still running the route with the receiver,
you're
but I'm
Luka
checking.
Like, hey, begging to the...
Hey.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I didn't just stop.
You used to be great at this. Now you just beg for calls.
But he's just not... He's not that no more. Like, he's not like, hey, get on my back, and we're going to win a couple of rounds in the playoffs. I don't know where they get the scoring from. Kuminga? Like, maybe you can, like, hey, Kuminga, go ahead and be that guy that you always think you can be and shoot those shots.
He hit his first eight
stuff.
Shots yesterday.
Yeah, maybe.
The problem with Kuminga is everybody knows he can put the ball in the hoop. It's literally everything else. The first thing he did is get punked by Dante DiVincenzo on a rebound. It's the first thing he did, and then turned it over. Like... It's like, cool, he can score sometimes, but he's not a great on-ball defender. He's terrible off the ball defensively. He doesn't know where to pass it. He doesn't know when to pass it. It's just like... So maybe he gets on a heater and scores 31 game,
Is any of that on the... Sorry.
Oh, no, I want to ask both of you guys something real quick. Do you think this is their best chance to win this year was their best chance to win. You could, like, in the next coming years, you got Jimmy for a couple years. Steph, all the, like, this is the group, I think, give or take a player here or there. Do you think this was their best chance to win and it's going to be bleak moving forward?
Yeah, probably just because I feel like at this stage, age-wise, every year feels like 2 or 3 years. Mm. So, yeah, probably. But Anthony Slater, talking to him, he's like, next year's, I think, the year they're lining up for. Like, next year
with
is the
idea they're going to do something this offseason?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, or maybe Moses Moody's in a different role next year, or they do a little something this offseason. Like, next year's
Draymond
the year where
retires.
Draymond retires. Next year's, I think, the year they're really trying to line up and compete. But this might have been it. Like, this might have been the one where, man, you're the seventh seed, but you get a young Rockets team that you take care of. And then you get the Timberwolves who, man, if you're fully healthy, I think Golden State, it might be up 2-0 right now. And then, okay, it's OKC, first time being there in the conference finals. And then maybe you run into the Pacers or the Knicks in the finals, and like this might have been the year to do it. But
I just look at the Warriors the same way I look at the Lakers. Like, you know, securing the Bagley says, I think next year is their best shot because it's hard to win when you put a team together in February. A lot of people say the same thing with the Lakers. But these young guys, these mm-hmm. young teams, they're going to be a year more experienced, a year better.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see how the Warriors or the Lakers jump OKC, Minnesota, Houston, who knows what happens with San Antonio, and those teams to win. Like, yeah, you'll be back in the playoffs again, mm-hmm. but to win, go on a championship run, I don't see how those two teams are able to do that next year.
I also, just to go back to the this year thing, Oklahoma City might just win the title. Like, Oklahoma City might just be there already. So I don't even know if this year was like their best chance, because it might not have mattered that it was OKC's first trip.
Yeah, I'm not there. I need to see Oklahoma City do it. I think I think it goes back to the conversation Kenny and I were having yesterday, is I wouldn't be surprised by anyone winning the title. I mean, now I'd be surprised if the Warriors did it, because they clearly are going to have to win games without Steph Curry. And, like, the more that comes out, like, his reaction after the injury, the locker room stuff, like, it's like he's not coming. He's going to 10 days?
If we ask him
to play basketball in 10 days and be a threat?
If he comes back for game six, it's like
he's James Harden.
A lot of off-ball stuff, or maybe he's on ball and trying to distribute. He's just not.
He's James Harden in Brooklyn. He's dragging that leg. He's trying to just be mm-hmm. there and be some sort of, we joke about this, he's Willis Reed.
Yeah.
Like, sure. He's not there to really make an impact. He's there like, oh, he's here. This is a lift for all mm-hmm. of us. I wasn't trying to be funny a second ago. They look lost when he's not on the floor.
Yeah, they have all year.
Man.
It gets significantly worse. It's too.
LeBron's, so what's valuable? Remember when LeBron had that line, so what's valuable? Steph is the epitome of what's valuable in this league to their
man.
Team.
Yeah, it's just like they you know, Jimmy Butler, oh, he's going to create, he's going to score. He's not scoring right now. And he's creating to dudes. Moses Moody can't shoot it right now. Brandon Podziemski, no idea what he's doing. He's just distributing to guys who can't score it. So, all right.
You got no low post presence.
Nothing.
No,
I was shocked Kevon Looney didn't get any. They played 14 players in the first half.
Come on, Steve. 14 players in the playoffs. That's
like, I kind of get it. I think yesterday was Steve Kerr. So I was talking to my buddy Tommy Call, Warriors Wires Tommy Call. And he was like, I hate that Kerr is doing this because no one's getting any kind of rhythm. And when they did get a rhythm, it was because they kept the same five dudes on the court. But I think what yesterday was A, they got down so many early that it's like, all right, they're not digging their way out of this. So he was just trying to mix and match lineups and see what worked and what didn't to have a 8 or 9 man rotation moving forward, I think.
You said it perfectly on the insiders. Man, what you need with the Warriors is a guard that can create, shoot from distance, get to the bucket. can create his own offense. It's quick, fast. Somebody like, I don't know, Jordan Poole would have been pretty good in this situation. But your mans wanted to, maybe we made that up. Maybe he didn't punch Jordan Poole. Maybe it's just a narrative. I don't know. Is it CGI? Was it AI?
Well, they were more concerned about how the video leaked than what was actually on the video.
That too.
And Steve Kerr is responsible for that too.
I always go back to, not I'm having fun with the Draymond situation, but
makes one of
Jordan
us.
Poole. Jordan Poole was, that was the answer. They talk
that
about the
it.
Two timelines and all this other stuff.
That
like
was it.
Jordan Poole was this succession plan. I can't believe they moved on from him. I know they couldn't coexist, and obviously Draymond's got the sweat equity with the championships and Lakeup loves him or whatever, but that was the plan.
Yep.
To go from Steph to Poole.
They really could use Jordan Poole right now. It just...
That's okay. We really could have used De'Aaron Fox or Tyrese Halliburton, but that's fine. It's just the nature of the business. Hey, what do you guys need? A point guard. Really? We need it? Huh. Have you seen our drafts? Oh, all right. The weird irony of it all.
Brutal. Damn.
You guys talked about the hamstring real quick. It's almost like, I can't remember when he hurt the hamstring, but remember when OG Anunoby tried to play last year in game 7?
Oh, God, it's awful.
I feel like he hurt it in like game 4 or something like that. And
he
tried
like
to get
minutes.
Out.
Awful.
He just, he couldn't do anything. So I don't even know if Steph, if he tried to come back, would be Harden. I feel like it'd be more like that.
Oh, man. And you can't do that with Steph. I mean, I don't remember. How many years ago was this? 2021? The Harden.
Oh, Harden. Yes, 21.
So was he early 30s? Mm-hmm. Steph's 37. You going to ask Steph to do that at 37?
I think that's
36,
the thing.
37?
I think that's the thing that sucks, if I can fan out for a second.
Absolutely.
The thing that sucks the most here is I didn't think Golden State was winning a title.
Sure.
And I
usually don't think Golden State's winning games.
That's a great point.
Against
it, okay, but there's the like outward like bit.
Yeah.
And then there's like what I actually think.
Yeah.
And I was joking yesterday. After game one, I was like, all right, good win, but man, series is over. That sucks. Mm. And by tip off yesterday, I had talked myself into, all right, well, if Minnesota's missing shots, just play good defense. And if Pods makes, if the bad players play well, I think they're okay. It might be fine. So
I'm not even a fan, and I said the same thing.
Right. So there's like the delusion, right, of it. But in reality, I didn't think they were for real going to win this year. But it's like this is 4 games or whatever that we're going to miss of Steph Curry playing.
Yeah.
He had 13 points in 13 minutes in game one. It's like, man, it might have been one of those series. And
I did have a moment this morning. It passed quickly. I felt bad for Warriors fans. I felt bad for Steph. Like, I don't know if they had a real chance to do this, but like, you've been playing really well since Jimmy Butler got there.
Right.
The reality is you had no reason to believe you couldn't win.
Sure.
But to lose Steph, then I was like, you feel bad for Warriors fans. That's stupid. But Steph,
a
basketball
for sure.
fan, like I feel terrible for Steph Curry.
Yeah, there's no crying for Warriors fans.
Like, don't cry for me, Argentina.
Geez. But yeah, for Steph individually, for sure. Like, this is he's got one or two more like legit cracks at this, and this is one of it just down the drain, and he didn't even get a shot at it.
And that's the frustrating thing, I'm sure, from him. If I'm gonna go out, if I'm gonna lose, like, beat me.
Yeah.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? Beat me. I don't wanna lose because I wasn't able to compete.
Yeah.
And that's gotta be very like I didn't see a lot of the
throw in the towel like Martha Hart did it or not Martha Hart Helen Hart did at the Survivor Series, just throw in the towel.
That's my brother
That was crazy.
You remember that?
Yeah, you know that one.
Yeah.
I love that Helen Hunt. Kyle's bit with wrestling is your bit with The Office. It's the best.
Yeah. Kyle's going to watch wrestling just like I'm going to watch Office.
Facts.
He's going to go back on the network, on the app, and go
it
watch
is exactly
this.
The
no,
same.
No, and I'm watching The Office. When, yes, he's right. going to watch sure. the WrestleMania 9 documentary.
That's when, which I still haven't seen.
When Miss Elizabeth threw the chili into the ring, she was like, that's my husband.
Yes.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Then there was sexual harassment on that episode of
Step up from what you said the other day.
That's way better. It's actually way better than what you said yesterday.
But
the fact that you uttered the phrase sexual harassment and we're both praising it as a major upgrade from what you did yesterday is so sad.
Called it a step up.
I need you guys to stop trying to frame my friend Kenny.
No.
Thank you. Thank you.
Because that's what we're doing.
What was I going to say? Oh, I didn't see any of the comments or like anything after the game about maybe somebody said Sam Amick said something or Steph. But I looked at Steph in the first quarter. I was like, he's finished this year.
Yeah. Well, there was the article, Marcus, maybe?
MT, I think. Yeah, Marcus Thompson.
About tears. Like,
yeah.
We always say, no one knows better than them. He knows, like you could almost see it on the floor when he kind of came down. He's like rubbing the back of his leg and he almost looks confused. And then he comes back down the floor and he starts doing the thing to the, he's like, oh, okay. You can start to see the, wasn't fear.
Realization.
Yeah. You could start to see that before he gets to the tunnel and is gone.
And he still got to his spot and hit the little 15.
He did. I said, there he goes. Like Chuck says, you only hurt on defense. Then, no, he was just really hurt.
You only hurt on defense. That's terrific.
Tim McMahon, sneaky tall guy.
No, he is
a sneaky tall guy.
He's like, what, 6'3", 6'4"?
I think
he could work at AccraShare.
He either, I never knew the name of the company, so good for you.
Thank you. They sponsor the Pittsburgh Steelers Stadium.
Good knowledge.
Thank you.
Either he loves that suit or he loves that color and has multiple suits in that color.
Could be.
Because that was his Sacramento suit.
Might be his one suit. It might be his playoff suit.
No, I don't think he has one
suit. His play-in/playoff suit, like his nice one.
Maybe. Maybe. He could just be wearing a sports jacket and tie, too, though. That's an old TV trick.
That's a good point.
I have basketball shorts on sweat shorts on every Sunday, Sports Sunday. You never know, but I do.
See, you guys are better than me. When I do Sports Sunday, I'm like, all right, I'll throw a hoodie on. You're welcome.
But that's your brand.
That's a good point.
Like
and
the,
your guys'
and
brand
and
is
and
you
guys
dress
were
nice.
You guys were doing something on hats, so you had the hat on. And
sure.
Yeah, it was perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
The Nuggets look to be doing your favorite thing. They're going with the 5280 joints.
I do love those. I love the color of those jerseys. Like, they're
– yeah.
Those colors are phenomenal. I just wouldn't want a jersey with a – whole bunch of numbers on
5280, it means something.
I don't care that it means something. I just don't want it.
Do you want a City of Trees jersey?
Yes.
No.
We need to go back.
We do need
I don't want a farm to fork one either.
Yeah, get that off of my water tower.
I farm to eat, personally. I don't know. It's a bad joke. I can't believe I haven't told you this. Do you know what I did the other day watching the Denver Nuggets play basketball? It's not anything inappropriate. It's a normal sports fan thing.
I
see Russell Westbrook.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
he shot a corner three, and I said, "Come on, Russ."
What? Wow. So since we pulled back the curtain here a little bit, will you admit your feelings towards Russell Westbrook are often just a bit? You actually like Russell Westbrook?
Yeah, it was genuine dislike for a long time.
Okay.
And because he's just a thorn in the Warriors' side. Like, he's just like, he's a pain. He's awesome. He was so good.
Well,
it started being a bit probably like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Well,
it
real
started
quick.
To really be a bit, but he's an easy guy to root for.
Real quick, who do Warrior fans hate more, Westbrook or Harden? Or is there somebody?
Harden, it's not even close.
Is there somebody more than Harden?
What about CP3?
For me, Warriors legend CP3. Harden's at the top of the list for sure.
Is LeBron on the list?
Nah, I rock with LeBron.
No, not for you, just like Warriors fans.
Probably, but
do you genuinely not like James Harden?
I cannot stand James Harden.
Okay.
Everything about him.
That's my man right
his
there.
His face, how he plays, how he moves. I just don't.
Is there something in particular about his face that you can't stand?
just
overall
general,
the face?
Just the looks like he makes.
Yeah.
Yeah. understand.
Is there anything I can do? No, it's just your face. No. Yeah, I just
literally hate your face.
No, I don't like him. I don't like him.
It's fine. It's okay.
What do you want from me?
Thanks for hanging out, man. We appreciate it. We'll let you go. We'll come back. Steelo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.